Well, I've certainly just learned something. When we're in danger, Tanya pushes me under the bus. We've got a alligator in the studio, and I've never seen you run behind me and push me out so far.
I was just hiding underneath your manliness. We've got to say hello to Ranger Mick from the Australian Reptile Park, who has brought us a... Oh, God! It's now you're wearing a snake as a necklace.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's a
good
morning, everybody. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Mick.
Yeah, we've got Rosie here today, and as we say at the Reptile Park, always stand behind your friends and family. And that's precisely what Tanya's doing this morning. Yeah. Now, unnecessarily so, Rosie the alligator is no stranger to radio and telly, and she's actually a very, very tame animal and a bit of an ambassador, not only for her species, but also for the Australian Reptile Park as well.
I've always learned straight away, and I remember this going to a reptile park as a kid, but the difference between the alligator and the crocodile, the standout always is the crocodile has a longer and thinner...
That's right, yeah.
...mouth, beak.
Yeah, freshwater croc's got a very long, skinny jaw.
Jaw.
Specialised for fish. Saltwater croc, like Big Elvis at the park, he's a 500-kilo animal. Long, broad jaw. He can attack something twice his own body weight, so he can cope with a water buffalo.
Yeah.
But alligators have got a blunt, rounded jaw,
yes, that's it.
Which is highly specialised for crushing turtles, oddly enough. Now, Rosie's 20 years old. She's never eaten a turtle, of course. We love turtles. They're protected. They live for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
But in the real world, in the Everglades, in Florida, they'd be predominantly eating turtles and birds, so rounded jaw. And they eat small things in proportion to their own head. So she's about 1.5 metres long. She wants to pick up a turtle. It's, I guess, about 12 or 15 centimetres across. So if you're bigger than the alligator's head, it doesn't really perceive you to be potential food.
Okay.
Yeah. You were petting her like a dog, and your comment to me was, yeah, dog that eats dogs.
Yes, yeah, so, the odd dog does disappear in the Everglades, but not much more than that, really.
Okay.
You know what I love about particularly the alligator or the crocodile in general is we live in a world of Wi-Fi, we live in a world of online. When you go to reptile parks and take your kids there, it's so different.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best.
That it's so inviting to see.
It is, yeah.
Because that you can't get
on
online.
A TV. Yeah.
No, that's right. And there's the hands-on component too.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
We can talk to you all day about how wonderful an animal is, but if you put your hand out and touch it, you've established this relationship with it pretty well on the spot.
Exactly.
And if you come to the reptile park and see my Komodo dragons, you save yourself 15 grand by not going to Indonesia.
There you go. but Mick, for those that don't know, you've just put Rosie on the ground in the studio. She's untethered.
Yep.
And I don't know, in my imagination, whenever a crocodile or an alligator is just sitting, they would run and, like, try and bite you. But she's not.
No. She's grown up in the company of humans. She's been with me for all of her life, so this is second nature for her.
Right.
Would it be safe for me to lean down and pat
her? Yeah, don't touch her on the hair, but you could certainly run your hand down her back or anything like that. Yep,
so
no problems at all.
Get the camera ready with a death roll coming up.
Just because we're not live streaming. If we were, then I'd say touch her on the head. And
she's walking away.
But it's incredible.
Okay, stop touching her because she's walking this way.
She's all right. She's just having a look around the studio to see if there are any rats.
But just that feel.
There's just a couple in there.
Just that feel. Now she's coming straight at me because she obviously loved my pat and she's heading towards Tanya.
Yeah, she'll just lie down on the floor. Thank you, Rose. Mm-hmm. There we go. She'll just make herself comfy. She's she likes being the centre of attention, oddly enough. Always. She works in most of our reptile shows down at the Reptile Park. If you come down and see us, you'll certainly meet Rosie.
Yep.
And she changes a lot of people's opinion about alligators. People decide, they're wonderful pussycats. Then I'll go out and feed 50 adults and then they
change their mind again.
Yeah, that's right. Their opinion jumps back again. We've got some very, very big boys at the Reptile Park.
And the snake that's just heading towards Tanya now on the table.
No, it's on the desk right now.
Tanya.
You're a bugger.
Tanya, could I say, please don't scare Rosie.
What sort of snake is this one, Ranger Mick?
This is a little snake, a native Australian python. This is called a children's python. And the old joke goes that they only bite children.
Do
they?
I wish that was true. I'd be a millionaire selling these to school teachers and babysitters, I tell you.
So non-venomous?
Non-venomous,
okay.
Yeah. If this one bit you, you might need a Band-Aid.
We forgot we're on radio then. We're all just standing silently looking.
Just watching the snake through Ranger Mick's fingers.
Yeah, sorry, go again.
It's got a lot of teeth, but they're tiny little teeth. If this bit you... you probably need maybe a Band-Aid, but even then I'd accuse you of wasting my valuable Band-Aid.
You're pretty tough, though, Mick.
Hey, you know, it's great even see them here that'll remind you, A, we're in school holding those, which is the reason we got you in here today, to remind people there are things you can do now.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
Get them out of the house. Yep, get them, go and check this stuff out.
Yep. And look, if you come down to the Reptile Park during the holidays, Auntie Gladys has allowed me to do the big reptile shows. Things have been relaxed a little bit, so we've got 10 shows on a day. We've got alligators, crocodiles, we've got the superhero show for the kids, which is absolutely fantastic, actually. Everybody's really enjoying that. Lots of backflips and all that sort of stuff. So we've got Captain America and Spider-Man. And
that's cool.
Yeah. Each day I keep hoping they're going to fall off the roof and break their arms, but
they don't.
No, so, because I like to see the paramedics in action too. But,
watch out, Tanya!
They're incredibly skilled. Yeah.
Rizzy, don't yell when there's a an alligator at my heel.
Oh, no, I was trying to scare you both there.
Don't scare the alligator, mate.
And one other thing too that we're doing at the Reptile Park, if you've got those Explore and Discover vouchers, you can certainly use those at the Reptile Park, either for entry or to get yourself a souvenir photo, whatever you'd like to do.
Perfect.
Yeah. And busy at the park. It's been absolutely fantastic.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah.
Hey, Mick, when Rosie blinks, what goes on with her eyes?
Well, an alligator's got three eyelids. They've got top and bottom that meet in the middle, and then they've got a third one which comes across. It's called the nictitating membrane. Works a bit like a set of goggles, really, so that they've got great clarity of vision underwater, and they can retract their eyes. Now, I'm going to jump away from the microphone. I'm going to literally put my finger on her eye. You watch what happens. Her eye will sink underneath the bone of the skull. Here we go.
Oh, okay. Right, so you're just going to touch her eye, and then, look at that.
It disappears.
Just a perfect protection mode. Now she's even getting closer to Tanya. That's great.
Oh, my God.
If you were being attacked by an animal with horns or claws or tusks, the primary use of those weapons is to gore out the eyes. But if you're a crocodilian, that means gary or caiman, croc, alligator, you retract the eyes underneath the bones of the skull.
Okay.
Now, she's wandering around to have a bit of a look at Tanya.
What
she
I like
seems
about
to be attracted
this
to Tanya's feet.
Oh, my God.
Tells me they're probably a bit gamey.
Yeah. Now, you probably shouldn't have wore your snake boots today, mate.
Oh, the fact you're just standing there having a big old belly laugh.
Yeah,
I'm over here terrified.
I am. And look, I wish I could help you, but I can't really lift this microphone.
No. And as you know, we're quite close. I've had a pat, so we're buddies.
You little
Rizzy.
Sorry.
Rizzy.
I crawled under the desk and grabbed Tanya's foot.
I think you're
going to cry. Rizzy, that was childish and mature and well done.
Thank you, Steve. I thought you'd appreciate that.
For anyone who wants to imagine what it looks like, if you remember the cartoon where the mum would be on top of the chair with a broom shooing away Tom and Jerry, that's what we've got in the
pretty
studio
well,
right now.
Pretty well, yeah. Yeah.
Ranger Mick. I'm very immature.
I've got a horrible feeling this might be my last invite onto Triple M Newcastle.
And in no way did Rizzy making that Hollywood scream jolt Rosie the alligator into motion. Anyway, look, I'm really glad you brought them in because it reminded us again, A, of school holidays, B, of how good it can be. Get them out of the house and
that's
get
right.
Down
get them down to the reptile park. It's just over an hour from Newcastle, and a huge day, huge day. You want to be in the park by about 10 o'clock, and that way you'll be there for all 10 of our shows that are happening right throughout the school holidays. So
perfect,
brilliant.
Would you like to
get amongst it?
Would you like Tanya to join part of the superhero show, because that screams a killer?
Yes.
And if you've got a nest of vipers, Rizzy needs to see.
And, I can accommodate both of those. We really can.
It's okay, Mick. You get scared on a boat.
That is actually true. Thank you, Mick.
Thanks, Mick.
Ranger Mick from the Australian Reptile Park. Check it out. Open all school holidays.